Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And as the school year ends, we're thinking a lot about report cards. And I'm willing to bet that your least favorite class was math. Well, don't feel bad. It was for me, and it's true for a lot of folks. And as for journalists, we all know, when you're giving out the numbers, they can sometimes be slippery. For more, here's Latino USA's senior producer, AC Valdez.
Let's turn first to a numbers expert and one-time vigilante.
Mr. Simpson, how do you respond to the charge that petty vandalism, such as graffiti, is down 80%, while heavy sack beatings are up a shocking 900%?
Oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything, Kent. 40% of all people know that.
Just because stats are on TV or in the paper doesn't mean you should take them as gospel. But maybe you don't take cartoons seriously, so here's someone with more solid credentials.
Well, there's kind of a saying that's been floating around for many decades that says there are lies, damned lies, and statistics.
That's Guy Garcia. He's a numbers guy.
I'm the author of a book called The New Mainstream, and I'm the president of New Mainstream Initiatives at Ethnifax.
Ethnifax gathers numbers for companies that want to market their products more effectively to non-white and multicultural consumers. But I figured as someone who, for a living, keeps track of numbers, Guy could provide me with a little insight on how numbers in the media mislead us.
Statistics start from an assumption, usually, that can be married to data, but often reflect the bias of the people asking the questions, can also be distorted by the way the numbers are interpreted. And then finally, the presentation of the insights derived from statistics is fair game for just about anybody. You can have people looking at the same numbers and have a completely different interpretation.
Guy and I had a little chat before heading into the recording booth about the melting of Antarctica and climate change skeptics and, well, John Oliver's take.
Well, John Oliver was making fun of what I just said when he had someone coming out talking about climate and had a supposed scientist on his show saying that global warming was a fabrication, was not really true. And then, I don't know, 2 minutes into the show, you know, 50 scientists in lab coats came up onto the stage and just swamped the guy.
Joining me tonight, a climate change denier and naturally Bill Nye science guy.
Humans are causing climate change, no question.
Wait. Before we begin, in the interest of mathematical balance, I'm going to bring out two people who agree with you, climate skeptic. And Bill Nye, I'm also going to bring out 96 other scientists. It's a little unwieldy, but this is the only way you can actually have a representative discussion. Please file in. Again, this is going to make the debate difficult. We shouldn't really be having it in the first place.
The point he was making, which is true, is that the media is complicit in this kind of misleading of facts when often we know this has happened. A study is commissioned by an oil company, and the study concludes that global warming is exaggerated or non-existent. And then it's presented in the media alongside information that says global warming exists, and they're treated with equal weight.
So what does this matter to Latino USA? Well, let's say you're MTV.
Hey guys, it's Nicole Snooki Palizzi on assignment in London.
Previously on Teen Wolf, you essentially opened a door in your minds.
And you want to research your audience before piloting a new show. So you ask people, is being racially colorblind an aspirational goal? You might say that kind of question is a little leading. Of course, nobody wants racial differences to affect the way people are treated, but of course it does. So when a website like, say, Slate uses a stat focused solely on MTV viewers and takes it as representative of all millennials all over the country to conclude that millennials don't understand racism, well, let's just say media consumer beware.
I would just say you have to take statistics in context and don't rely on any one single source. And the most reliable statistics are usually composites of numbers that are coming from different sources that are accredited and have a history of being right on some level. So when a number pops up and you've never heard it before and it doesn't have any relationship to any other known statistical entity that has a solid reputation, you should look at that very warily.
So before you buy into the next trend piece or Upworthy video, even the figures we give you here on Latino USA, do a little digging elsewhere. You never know what you'll find. For Latino USA, I'm senior producer AC Valdez.